Blackstone Audio presents Act of War, Lyndon Johnson, North Korea, and the Capture of the Spy Ship Pueblo by Jack Cheevers. This book is read by Jeffrey Kafer. You can't understand command till you've had it. It's the loneliest, most oppressive job in the whole world. It's a nightmare unless you're an ox. You're forever teetering along a tiny path of correct decisions and good luck that meanders through an infinite gloom of possible mistakes. At any moment, you can commit 100 manslaughters. The Kane Mutiny by Herman Woke. It requires more courage to suffer than to die. Napoleon Bonaparte. Prologue. On an October day in 1952, a Soviet Coast Guard cutter eased its way toward a headless corpse floating off Yuri Island, a small link in the Kuril Archipelago that stretches from northern Japan to Siberia. Clad in a black flight suit, the body was the earthly remains of a U.S. Air Force lieutenant named John R. Dunham. The 24-year-old officer had been navigating an RB-29 reconnaissance plane northeast of Japan's Hokkaido Island when two Soviet fighters opened fire. The lumbering, propeller-driven American aircraft caught fire and crashed into the sea. Dunham and seven other airmen perished. The Russians buried Dunham a few days later on Yuri without bothering to hold a ceremony or notify his next of kin. The incident was just one of many Cold War run-ins, some of them fatal, between U.S. intelligence collectors and communist defenders. Starting in 1945, American planes, surface ships, and submarines skirted the borders of the USSR, China, North Korea, and various Eastern European nations, probing and analyzing.